And welcome back to Super Future Friends. Kristen is drinking some coffee.
I was like, oh crap, I have to talk.
Today we're going to be talking about Adventure Comics number 300 here on Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of Legion for you. We read them, these old stories, so that you don't have to.
And we make fun of them.
Yeah. We also explain them, sort of.
We try to.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between doing it and trying with all our might.
Okay, well, we're trying to explain them to you, because sometimes they can be absolutely nonsensical.
Baffling.
Yes. So we try to explain them to the best of our ability. This issue is from September 1962, and it's written by Jerry Siegel, with art by John Forte and Al Pastino. And this is like a Legion of Superheroes type of special issue. It's, I don't know why they decided to do this, but like, the cover has Legionnaires on it. I'm not sure why they picked the ones they did.
Well, they'd be right on target, except for... So we see Superboy in the middle with the amazing rocket ship clubhouse.
Yeah.
And then we see Sunboy. Okay, he's in the story. Saturn yeah. Girl. Okay, in the story. Founder. Cosmic Boy in the story. Founder. Lightning Lad in the story. Founder. Triplicate Girl not in the story. And Mon-El... in the story.
But even on the cover, they're like promising you Mon-El. They're like, by popular demand, Mon-El. And they have an arrow pointing to the Mon-El panel, and then...
and a little title square for Mon-El.
Yeah, so it's so super Mon-El time in this one.
Why is Triple K Girl there? They just needed like one more.
Yeah, maybe they
person.
Wanted a girl across from a girl because of Saturn Girl. They have like powers effects, like going off of
The
boys' hands, and they're all kind of making this really bored.
Yeah, kind of. So it's like there's little squares all over it, and each person's in a little square, and you're seeing them use their abilities. So some boys kind of, I mean, actually they usually don't draw him like that. He's usually glowing all over.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's got glow coming out of his hands. Lightning Lad's got lightning lines coming out of his hand. Triple Girl, there's three of her. That's easy to demonstrate. Cosmic Boy's got warbly lines coming out of him. Mon-El's invisible and almost dead in a Phantom Zone. But then Saturn Girl, they don't really know how to show her mind-bossing powers.
Yeah, so she's just kind of standing there.
She's just like, it's like the at casual pose.
Yeah.
Like, she's a little bit like she's, like her arms are out and her leg is up, like she's about to take a step in the most awkward way possible.
Just walking forward.
But it's like, I guess I wouldn't know how to
super
show
walking.
Super mind powers. Like show her thinking really hard or something.
Okay, so that's the awesome cover.
So we've been promised
that
lots
Mon-El,
of Legion and lots of Mon-El.
It kind of spoils something in that it says, by popular demand, Mon-El leaves the Phantom Zone and joins the Legion.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. So, awesome. But don't worry, there's more surprises. They have plenty of surprises.
Plenty.
So we see a splash page, and this story is called The Face Behind the Lead Mask, and this is labeled Tales of the Legion of Superheroes.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
So, which is good, because the last, like, seven issues we've done, they're, like, barely made a guest appearance at the
end.
They
just show up to be weird.
Yeah, so this one is actually about them,
yes.
Which I appreciated.
Thank God. What's weird is where the clubhouse is located. You see, in the cover, it's located in this weird desert, like, grass, and then there's, like, a rock behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this splash page, there's, like, the clubhouse, and then there's a bunch of grass around it, and then...
We're just at a different angle.
It's in the middle... But it's in the middle of nowhere. It's not in the middle of the city.
They're in the middle of nowhere. They're on the edge of the city, and we're looking out away from the city at all times.
Oh, my God. So...
At all times.
It looks like a sad outhouse or something.
Aww.
Rocket ship outhouse.
I just like how little it is compared to them.
Like,
it seems like they wouldn't fit in it.
Okay, I've decided that this must just be an elevator.
Right. And
that's
a giant base downstairs.
They must be downstairs. Except we've seen them go out of windows.
Yeah, where are those windows coming out of?
Yeah, we don't know. We've seen them go out of windows and come out in the open air into the city.
Maybe there's a very tall... No, I can see the top of the rocket.
I'm going to draw a diagram of what this could possibly look like, and I have a great idea.
Awesome.
But I don't want to ruin it for you.
Awesome.
So, this is kind of like a... This is a very Legion-y issue, and it's...
Yeah, it's like full of backstory. It's like, it seems like this is a catch-you-up on who the hell the Legion
yes.
is issue.
Yes.
So if you're going to ever read any of these, and you don't want to read the, like, 17 other ones we've ever talked about,
yeah.
this would be a good one to
this
start
is really good. This is good. And good primer. there. We see a splash page with Superboy, and there's this dude, Jake, Kristen's husband, and our third roommate, is pointed out that this guy has no crotch.
Yeah.
He has no junk.
Yeah, so there's like Superboy's glaring at some dude in a metal mask, and I don't know what's going on with his outfit.
He's trying to see through his
man bulge. I'm sorry, that's another way to say it. Normally, you know, there's like a little something there for boy bits to go into. It's like, but this just goes into a weird metal point,
and it ends before it.
Yeah, it kind of ends a little bit higher than it should.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be thinking about the whole time.
He's evil, so that's what happens.
He's got this kind of Easter Island sort of face to him.
Yeah, it does look like that. It's like a weird metal mask that looks, you know, metal rock. It looks
super frowny.
Yes, it is super frowny.
He's perma frowning. So Superboy's looking at him, and he's like, "Oh, I can't see through your lead mask because it's made of lead." And he's like, "Who are you?" And he says, "I'll tell you, Superboy, only after I defeat every member of the Legion of Superheroes, including you." And at this point, all I was thinking was just push his mask off with your hand.
Well, I know, he should just,
push it off.
The thing that they always forget in these comics is that he has super speed.
Yeah.
He should be able to stop most everything that's happening before it even starts, but you know, he's not very smart.
He's Superboy. He's not very bright.
But the thing I liked is on this page, there's like a big, you know, narrative box.
Yes.
And it actually explains some things that no one ever explained about the future.
Exactly.
This future's riddled with aliens.
Yes.
And they've never really made right?
<That's>, riddled.
It's riddled with aliens. They never really stopped and talked about it.
Yeah.
So this actually says, "Though the world of the distant future abounds with many marvelous inventions which make life happier for the people of many planets, counterbalancing this are fantastic perils. The dynamic Legion of Superheroes was formed to combat these incredible threats, for each Legion member possesses at least one amazing superpower. One fateful day, however, it appears the Earth has seen the last of the Legion's mighty deeds because of the mad menace of the face behind the lead mask."
Yes.
Which isn't really that menacing, but it's kind of nice because they never really pointed out the fact that what they're there for?
Yeah. They're called a club, so they don't really seem to. I mean, they do go on missions and stuff. Although those are kind of muted by the fact that they're always terrorizing someone and they're always holding things.
Initiation. Yes, all they do is initiate
tryouts. Yeah, there's a lot of tryouts, and you're not really sure what are they trying out for. Harassment.
Yeah, harassment club.
Yeah, harassment club. So. And then it goes on to say, "Inside this Metropolis clubhouse in the 21st century," which is wrong, they're in the 31st century, "there exists one of the most amazing bands of all time, the Legion of Superheroes." That is my favorite band. My favorite boy band. Legion of Superheroes. "And now let's look into the club's Hall of Heroes." So, we're supposed to be looking at the Hall of Heroes, which has statuettes.
Of course.
Statues of not all the Legionnaires.
Oh, this is awesome, because it shows a bunch of statues, and Triple Good Girl's not here.
Yes.
She's on the cover for no reason, because she's not in the story, but then she's also not in the statue
What's room. Great about these statues is that all the statues have a little placard at their feet, except for Cosmic Boy, who has it around his neck like he's a dumbass.
He has it around his neck, because, like, the little panel, the Cosmic Boy statue is the closest one.
Yes.
They're trying to, like, you know, show perspective, and foreshortening, he's like closer to you, and you're only seeing him from like the waist up.
Yes.
Which means you can't see his feet, which means you can't see his little sign at his feet. So he's wearing around his neck like a bozo. It just looks super hilarious because he's only one.
I can just see the argument that took place where somebody was going, "Well, I want this to look more dynamic. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put him in the..."
But they won't know who he is.
Put
it around his neck.
"We're going to talk about who he is on the next page." No, it doesn't matter.
We showed who he was on the cover. Yeah. No, we need the little sign.
Doesn't matter. And so what's cute is that we see, like, a bunch of Legionnaires, which we haven't seen in a long time, like, have we seen Shrieking Violet before?
I was trying to remember
seen her. We have. For like a panel.
Oh, you're right. She was in one of those tryouts where probably Supergirl cried at the end.
Yes. So, we see Bouncing Boy.
Who I hate.
And Shrinking Violet.
Who I love.
We see Chameleon Boy.
Who I also love.
Invisible Kid.
Who I super love.
Oh, Lyle. Don't be dead.
Spoiler.
Oh my god, no. He might. I don't know if he'll be in the new version of the Legion.
Oh, in the new one, you're saying?
Yeah,
you want him.
I just want him to be in the new version of the Legion. I don't care how. Just give it to me, Geoff Johns. So the Legion is sort of a MIA at the moment. In the real world, in the comic world,
the world that reads comics.
Yes, I can't explain the reality part of the show. I'm gonna break the fourth wall and then the fifth wall for you. So the Legion comics are kind of in a limbo right now, but we know what's gonna happen.
I know.
Yeah, June Adventure Comics. Wait
Sweet.
For it. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So, we just want a headbanded boy in a horrible costume to be there.
Yes. Not that costume.
Well, not that costume. I don't want that costume. That's horrible.
His costume is, brown and green. It's, like, the... it is actually one of the ugliest costumes that they have.
I might say it's the ugliest.
You think?
Oh, that's pretty fucking bad.
I'm trying to remember Karate Kid's old one.
The giant collar?
Yeah.
Dracula.
Lyle's got a giant collar here, but I think Karate Kid's collar is bigger.
I think they should have a collar off.
Okay. What does that even mean?
I don't know. They just fight with their collars. Anyways, there's a bunch of statues.
It says all their little powers, and yeah. I love when they put their powers, because it's always super, whatever
super,
their power is.
Yeah, super invisibility.
I love Chameleon Boy's super disguise. Always, he changes his body into another person.
Do they not have the word shapeshifter?
Maybe not.
Man.
But disguise just seems like such the wrong... Even super changing or something would have... Super altering your body.
Yeah,
but
this is
super disguise just, is like he puts on a mustache.
Yeah.
And trousers that aren't his own.
It's interesting, just seeing the development of terms that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. Shapeshifter and, costume, mm-hmm. as opposed to, what did they call it, action costume or something in that other issue?
I don't remember.
It was something great, action souped. It was great. So, we go inside the confusing shape of the clubhouse.
Somehow inside a large room in their small clubhouse.
Cosmic Boy has called a meeting of the Legion to order, and he's telling Saturn Girl to sit the fuck down.
Yeah, what? What's that? It's a cute panel. Yeah. It looks really cute. At first, I thought he was, offering her a seat.
Yeah.
But he's weirdly come on, Saturn Girl, sit down.
Yeah.
But I like that there's a little science kit behind them for no reason.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's also really still old-timey.
Yeah.
They still have Bunsen burners and,
I mean, I think we still have Bunsen burners.
I know, but what I'm saying is, flasks and stuff. But in the future, they probably won't have those anymore, I hope. Oh, God. Maybe those are just, that's the bar where they drink.
Oh, yeah, those are their drinks. They're actually much cooler than we think.
That's where they all drown their sorrows. So, he's explaining to these people that should already know.
Yeah.
That,
explaining to us.
There are only a few of us here today because most of the members are away visiting different planets, and the artist and the writer doesn't want to have to include them in the story.
Yes. He doesn't say that part, but we're assuming.
Yes.
Which I understand, because there's, 200 of them.
Yeah. So, this meeting is being filmed by a robot cameraman.
And I just want to point out that robots don't have a very good history in any comic the Legion touches. If you see a robot, you're fairly sure the robot's going to be horribly killed.
I love the design of this, because it's a regular, camera that you would see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, which is actually a downgrade from another futuristic camera that we've seen before.
Right.
So this... old-timey camera, and then the robot, he's a robot, but he's just a dude.
Yeah, Bob up the street could have also operated the camera, because there's nothing special going on there.
It's just this could be done by a dude, easily. But in the future, all cameramen have been replaced by robots.
Yeah. Okay. Man-shaped robots who hold old-timey
cameras. Yeah, it's great.
I thought this was weird.
Continuity error on cameramen just makes me throw the book out the window. I can't accept it.
Just write a letter.
Yeah.
I thought this was weird when I was reading this, because... So they're filming this meeting, and
yes.
Cosmic Boy says, this meeting is being filmed by a robot cameraman. It will be shown on many planets as a stern warning to interplanetary crooks to mend their ways, or face capture by the Legion. But, what were they going to say at this meeting that was going to warn other people away?
I imagine their meetings to be incredibly boring.
So do I. Or just them fucking off,
you know?
What was going to... Because we've seen them sitting around this table with their tiny... Name
usually they're watching
powers.
TV.
They're stalking someone.
They're stalking Superman usually. Okay, time out for let's look at Superman and make sure he's okay.
Yeah. Was this going to be, like, a fake meeting and they have this, like list of wanted criminals? Maybe they pretend they're going to go after them? Like, what was going to happen here?
Maybe they, like, flex their muscles or something? I don't know what they could do that would be threatening. This sounds like it'd be as boring as, you know, on C-SPAN,
yeah,
where they
right.
just have Congress.
Just showing every boring thing.
It's just a bunch of, like, people talking, but it'll be, like, little kids talking, even more boring. So, don't worry, we're saved from listening to a boring meeting when Cosmic Boy's powers just freak out and smash the camera and the robot. And the robot is going, yuck! An invisible magnetic force is smashing me and camera. Not the camera.
I know, it's great. Is he a little bit like Caveman Baby?
Oh, Caveman.
Caveman Baby Boy?
Caveman Baby Robot.
No. Mid-crossed. Camera. Sad.
Well, those other robots could talk all right. What the hell?
Well, I guess the cameraman robots don't have to be smart, I
That's
guess.
That's true.
Since they don't need to be a
we
special
need to
robot.
Stop dissecting this. This is going nowhere. Okay, so the robot has been smashed.
Which is kind of sad.
And Cosmic Boy seems freaked out. And then Sunboy is a giant asshole.
And Sunboy immediately is like, both the robot and the camera are made of metal. Your super magnetism powers must be responsible for this outrage, Cosmic Boy. He's like
pointing
and he's got the you're a bitch like face. Like
total bitch
like,
face.
This is you, you're obviously a horrible person and somehow we didn't notice until this moment.
Yeah, Cos looks horrified.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone look
yeah,
so horrified.
And he looked horrified in the panel before too.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
did a really good job of him like
aww.
Obviously not doing whatever's happening on purpose.
Super shocked.
But some boy's like, whatever, fuck you, you did this.
Remember that other issue that we read where some boy was being a giant dick face and it turned out to be like a bad guy? But we're like, man, is Sunboy usually a giant dick? And
that's
when...
I guess he is.
I guess he is. So, Sunboy, it's canon now. Giant asshole.
So, but this panel starts the extreme backstory time.
Yes.
They really, I think, greatly explain where the hell these people came from.
Yes.
So you see Cosmic Boy is, like, full of thought bubbles. Well, first he's saying, like, gulp, I lost control of my powers, don't know why. And then he's thinking, this really long explanation for us all, for our benefit. He's like, I inherited my powers from my parents who came from the planet Brawl. Their evolution gave people the power to magnetically battle the world's metal monsters. So it's like...
Whoa, there are metal monsters on Cos's planet?
I didn't know that before.
What a fucked up planet.
Whatever lightning beasts are gonna get lightning, lad, I think.
He wasn't from that planet.
I guess that's true, but he went to that planet as a tiny child.
Oh my god. That's... I want to go to Cos's planet and see those
metal, see
metal
monsters.
I want that. So... Cos is like, it's a supreme crime for Brawlians to misuse their super magnetic... It is?
That sounds alright.
Okay, whatever.
It'd be bad if you use that wrong. You could kill everyone.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Magneto. I'm just saying.
But if everyone has that power...
You can still kill everyone with it.
I can still kill everyone with my hands.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I can.
You can't!
We'll see!
It's not an appropriate comparison.
Then there'd be a horrible murder on the podcast.
It's only me sitting here. You have to take me, and I think I can take you.
Hey.
I'm just saying I cheat. Anyway.
So, he's like, no, it's a really bad thing if you misuse your powers. Maybe he's explaining that, no, it couldn't possibly.
And then
he didn't do it on purpose.
In mid-explanation,
yes.
Sunboy starts melting this fucking robot.
Who's already, I mean, robot dead. It's already... It's already destroyed. And so...
It's like a puddle of silver and camera.
Yeah, it's horrible. And Sunboy's like, well, you're right. And then Sunboy's like, I did it against my will. But the beginning of the sentence is a question mark, and I don't know how to speak that.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Question mark, question mark.
I make the sound.
Ellipsis. I did it, -, against my will. And he's like... thinking, I acquired the power of super radiance when an accident in my father's lab where he was conducting solar experiments bombarded me with solar rays. I absorbed so much solar energy that, at will, I could shine like the sun. Cool. It's good that he didn't get cancer from that.
Yeah.
They didn't know
melt.
About... They didn't know about the cancers.
So then Sunboy's like, you know I wouldn't commit vandalism deliberately.
Yeah!
Now, Sunboy just called out Cos, like... You dick, you use your magnetism to destroy this robot, you're a horrible person. He wasn't like, I know you as a friend wouldn't do this horrible act. He was like, you did it!
He didn't say, what's wrong? Rock, what's wrong? What's wrong,
yeah,
dude?
He's just like, you did this. And then he's like, you know I wouldn't do this. Like, oh, double standard there, eh, buddy? Hey, when is your powers messing up?
So then, Lightning Lad, who's very slow on the uptake as well, goes, why are you and Cosmic Boy breaking the Legion's code of good behavior? And then suddenly his shit starts going off.
I love it because he turns into a sparkler.
And he looks so cute.
He's, like, standing up and looking concerned while all these little, like, sparks are coming off of him.
Yeah, his lightning bolts look so cartoony that I don't feel threatened by them, even though they're apparently incredibly destructive. He's, like, just destroying the building. And he's like, lightning bolts are crashing out of me, wrecking the clubhouse.
I like it because he starts flying around.
It makes it worse.
Yeah. So it looks like, of all of them, he's the one who looks like he's doing it on purpose. Because he got up and, like, flew at the wall with his fist out.
Oh, awesome. So he's like, I gain mastery of lightning when I blast from a lightning monster on the planet Korball freakishly.
I think he said freakishly.
Freakishly electrified my body. I've always been able to control the lightning until... ... now. And then Saturn Girl's like...
she's super slow.
Don't worry, she's even slower than the other three. What's happened to the three of you? Have you gone mad? I'll look into your minds and mentally see if you're villainous imposters who have substituted yourselves for Legion members.
Which is a good guess, honestly.
It's a guess.
It's a good guess, I would call it...
But they all seem concerned!
How many times have these bitches been taken over so far?
That's true.
How many times has someone been in Hercules' body? Or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
How many times has the dog come out of Mr. Mixleplex?
Let's not talk about the dog coming out of Mr. Mixleplex.
Dog can come out of Mr. Mixleplex. These could be villains in disguise.
Let me check and make sure you aren't dogs.
I wish they'd say that.
That would be every time after that, I would check for that.
Are you a dog? No? Okay. Are you Hercules? What?
Are you from the past? Okay. So, and then she's like, I'll check inside your heads, and then they're like, your mind probing hurts! Ow, my aching brain!
This is agonizing, Saturn Girl! And they have such upset, this hurts faces.
Yeah. So she is fucking them up pretty hard. And she's like, I'll turn it off! Like myself, everyone from Saturn can perform amazing mental feats, but only evil Saturnians?
That's hard to say. Saturnians.
Should be Titanians, because they're from Titan. Oh, God. I want to kill myself sometimes. Okay, uses power to... only evil ones, evil peoples from her planet uses power to harm others. I wouldn't.
I love it because everyone else thought their backstory and she said it.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, everyone listen to me.
When she's the thoughty one.
Yeah, and then she's like, so she figures out after all four of them have gone through the exact same
still
thing.
Still faster than the boys.
I know. That she's like, something has caused all of us to lose control of our superpowers. Perhaps the greatest super legionnaire of all, Superboy, who lives in the past, can solve this mystery. I'll signal for his help. And this is the best panel.
Oh my god. Shit.
So she's running towards the wall to pull this lever. And there's a freaking lever on the wall that says pull down to summon Superboy. It's just like in the room with a giant sign underneath it.
Yeah.
And then in the background, her three retarded boyfriends are like...
Not her, like, boyfriends.
Friends who are boys.
Friends who
only
are boys.
Only one of them is a retarded boyfriend.
I don't know if they're going out yet.
I don't think they are, but whatever.
I don't think they are either.
Foreshadowing! Okay, but,
Foreshadowing a thing that you already saw in that one Christmas issue.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's, but, So you see, this is like, I don't know why the three boys look hilarious. Well, you can't see Cosmic's face, he's on the corner, but Lightning Lad's standing in the middle, and all this lightning is coming off of him, and he's making the most, like, face.
Sunboy and Garth look like they've been patted on the ass.
Yes.
By someone strange.
Well, yes, that's exactly it. Like,
I can't describe it.
Sunboy looks more horrified by the ass pat that possibly happened. it's just, I don't know why, like, they look hilarious.
I can't describe that face in any other
way. They're so upset, but in a weird way.
Huh?
Yeah.
So.
I like this panel.
And then it cuts wildly.
Oh, yeah, like, super. This is a really random cut.
Okay, cuts wildly to... And now let's look far back into the past. Outside the Smallville Reformatory... Reformatorium? Reformatory. Okay, Jail.
There you go.
Where Clark Kent,
I think it's Juvie, right?
Is Tiny Baby Jail?
Yeah, I think it's...
Well, that house is floating in the back.
The ground is blue, all right?
What is going on there? It was like, he came out of limbo. The Phantom Zone. Whatever. So, he's outside of maybe Baby Children Jail, and,
I like it because, you know, you have to read that whole top thing because the word Acosta is involved.
Let's look far back into the past, outside the Smallville Reformatory, where Clark Kent, who is secretly Superboy, in case you didn't know, accosts young scientific villain Lex Luthor.
Superboy just comes to fuck with him.
Is he just like, is he getting, I think he's getting let out, and then Superboy's there to see him, but it's just Clark Kent.
But he's just there to give him a hard time.
I need some backstory to this. What happened where this little kid... But this is actually an error, because we've seen previously that Lex Luthor was a fucking old man when Superboy was Superboy.
Well, see, I'm confused, though,
because
they're showing Lex Luthor here. He's super bald. And while he doesn't look as old as he looks a lot of the time, he still doesn't look like he's Clark's age to me.
I can't tell, because they're at weird angles with one another.
I guess it's true.
It says young scientific villain. I don't know. We're going to find out.
No,
maybe.
We won't. Not in this issue.
Not in this issue, but one day we'll know.
I don't think that the Legion comic will tell us.
If any of you guys can explain what the hell is going on with Lex Luthor's age.
In brief, explain the freaking timeline involved with Lex Luthor knowing a Superboy. Because we don't quite understand.
How did he lose his hair?
I don't know.
I want to know that.
Well, on Smallville, the show.
Don't. We do not speak that name in this house. Except for the Legion episode.
Except we're reading the word Smallville off of all these pages, where it's repeatedly mentioned.
We don't mention Smallville TM on the CW. Okay? So, then Lex, whose chin is going slightly out of panel, but not the rest of him, goes, "Bah, once I admired Superboy, but now I despise him. Despite my scientific genius, people think he's greater than me. He sent me to jail. Someday I'll be avenged. Wait and see. When I grow up, it'll be Luthor, the world's greatest outlaw, against Superman."
Okay. It's a weird title to want, and it's really long.
I really want to know what happened after he yelled that at Clark. If, like, Clark just, like, wandered away. Because it just cuts.
Yeah, it cuts to, like, Clark at home looking sad, but it was like, did he laugh when he said that? Or did he cry and walk away
did
slowly?
Did he just stare at him and then leave?
I bet he just stared at him.
Me
and
too.
Then Lex Luthor had to walk away.
He didn't move at all. He didn't react. Just a mask of
sorrow.
Stupidity. He's like, too bad Lex...
This is later in the cat home.
Too bad Lex hates me so.
Yeah, it's a really funny, like... This is a thought bubble coming off of him. He's like... He's, you know, dressed as Clark Kent in his little room or something.
It's not even
It's like,
what is that noise?
Too bad Lex hates me so. It's like not a sad noise to me, so it just sounds like he's super amused by it or something.
It's like he's super considering this.
Too bad Lex hates me so.
let's just go crazy with it. What is that one? Okay, so those can all be viable sounds that he's making at this moment. And he says, "I wonder if I'll ever have to imprison him inside the Phantom Zone, the Twilight World where dangerous Kryptonian criminals were exiled." So he's like,
"Which we kind of fucked up because Lex Luthor's just a human."
Yeah,
just puts him in there with like crazy alien strong thing.
What they're trying to do is segue, to Mon-El. They're trying to get him to mention Mon-El. And then he just picks up this gun-looking thing.
I like that he just keeps the Phantom Zone projector, like, chilling on his desk.
Yeah. And he's like, "There in the zone is an invisible form of my friend, Mon-El. He came to Earth from the planet Daxam, acquiring superpowers like myself." And he's like, "Just as fucking shit, I can't read this.
Just as kryptonite can affect me, lead radiation affects Mon-El. Only he was stricken permanently." Now, I like his wording of this, because what he should say is, "I poisoned him with lead."
Yeah.
Because he poisoned him with lead by taking it and putting it right up onto his face and holding it there.
He always glosses over that part of the story.
He glosses over the fact that he gave him lead poisoning, not that he just magically got lead poisoning. "I placed him in the Twilight Dimension so he wouldn't die. Someday I hope to find a cure for his illness and return him to the real world. I haven't succeeded, yet.
And then he's like, "Oh, my signal lamp is now flashing a code message. That code means I'm to contact the Legion of Superheroes in the future."
Now, have we ever seen this lamp before?
I feel like we've seen it.
I know we've seen other things flash.
Yeah.
But this is the first time that it's just, like, a freaking desk lamp.
He has everything what in his house can flash
and tell him to go to the future.
The statues.
That doesn't seem like a very effective method to signal him. Listen, what if, like, the power is just flickering?
Superboy is, like, super bad at paying attention to things.
Everything. Even though they only show one thing at a time, everything in the house is actually flashing.
He's like, "Oh, right, that thing.
That thing calls me sometimes."
Superboy? Hey, Superboy, Superboy, Superboy.
Do the other side of the house. Make the other thing on the other side of the house.
Everything. Turn on the kitchen. Everything in the kitchen. Make the blender go.
His eyeglasses. Make his eyeglasses.
The fridge. Turn on the fridge.
Oh.
Oh, God. So, apparently that lever does that.
Yeah, so levering wall we've never seen before makes lamp we've never seen before flash.
Yes.
Okay. So that means they have like 17 levers somewhere in the class. And now,
Superboy's like, goes, and he's got like a little patch.
This is his outside entrance, okay. The weird one in the forest, so no one sees him leave the cat home.
Hmm.
As Superboy.
Okay, so he's got this little tunnel. We don't see any tunneling, but there's a tunnel off-panel. Yeah.
So there's implied tunneling.
Implied tunneling. So he travels through these pink rings, and...
yeah, what is this? This is an implied time stream, but I don't see no post-it notes.
And so he's like, 21st century, here it come. Because he also, like the narrator, doesn't know that it's the 31st century. Okay, so he gets there, and he's like, what the hizzy?
Yeah, because you see, like... He, like, flies right up to, like, the building is, like, breaking apart, and he can see, like, all four of the Legionnaires who are, like, powers are freaking out. It's, like, standing there as the wall is being blown away around them.
It's mostly Garth.
Yeah, Lightning Lad will not stop, like, electrocuting everything and blowing it away.
You can't even see the table in there. We have no idea how they get inside this fucking clubhouse. I was trying to look for any sign if, like, a table was going flying or... Something from that room, but no.
It's just okay. A little to the right. Yes. You can't see it.
So, then Superboy fixes the damage that Lightning Lad caused.
With his super friction of his hands.
He's really good at rubbing things.
Yeah, he rubbed the wall back together, guys.
Huh.
That's what carpenters do.
Yeah.
I have some carpenters in the family, that's what they do.
I wonder if he's in the has a union, hand-rubby union.
That's weird.
So, I repaired the damage. Now tell me, why did you misuse your power lightning? He thinks Lightning Lad's being a giant dick.
Which I would understand, because most of the time he is being one, and so is everyone
that's
else.
That's true. And so Lightning Lad explains, for some unknown reason, we can no longer control our powers. You must help us, Superboy. And Superhero Clubhouse on the clubhouse is super off.
Yeah. It's like they needed the word. So up above the door of their awesome clubhouse, it says Superhero Clubhouse. There's a little placard.
Yes.
Like everything has a name placard.
Right.
But to fit it on the panel perfectly, they like shoved the words over really far.
There's a huge glit gap.
Now it just looks like they weirdly like didn't center their text. That's what they like.
Cute.
These kids made this all themselves.
I could just see the guy being like, again... Well, if I center it, then it'll look like it's actually on the building. And the other guy's like, you can't do it. They won't be able to read it, and they'll get confused. We'll get letters from really annoying little children. and somebody acquiesced and was like, okay, fine, I'm going to shove it over here, not even trying to be centered. It
makes no sense, text.
It's beautiful. And so then Sunboy's powers start freaking out again, so he, like, flies away really fast because he doesn't want to burn people.
I love it, too, because they always explain his powers as super radiance,
yes.
Which is not the same thing as super heat to me.
Yeah.
Which I guess maybe it technically is,
mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, it just sounds like it means he's really bright.
Yeah.
Like looking at it might hurt, but not that he'll melt your face off. But I guess he'll melt your face off.
And so Sunboy goes to the North Pole, or some kind of pole, the Arctic.
Oh, well, but first, while Sunboy's flying away, you see, like, people that were not there a moment ago.
Yeah, they were just...
Running away in terror.
Remember how I mentioned that the clubhouse is in the middle of nothing?
Yeah, so people appeared to be upset with these people. So they're running away and going, run, the superheroes have become super menaces. It's like, that'll come back to bite them in the ass in, like, two panels.
Yeah,
just wait for it.
And so Superboy is like, I'll keep track of him with my telescopic vision. So he's watching Sunboy fly away, and then he's melting the polar ice caps a little bit, not totally, because that would kill everyone.
Well, no, it's not an ice cap, it's just a mountain of ice.
Mountain of ice. That's what it is, a glacier. They're in the Arctic.
So the polar ice caps?
Yeah.
The ice caps refers to the whole thing?
I don't know.
You took a glaciers class! Once upon a time. You know these things.
Shut up. I got a bad grade in that class.
Oh.
I'm an artist. I'm not a glaciologist.
Is that a thing?
I think it falls under the category of geology, but I'm not sure if there's a specific...
I'll call him a glaciarist.
Iceologist.
There you go. I like that one.
Ice dude.
There you go.
Dr. Ice.
Wait, we've gone off
topic. Anyways. climatologist, probably. No, that's not it. That's climate. Never mind.
Back to Sun Boy.
Back to Sun Boy.
So he's flying across large ice mountains and melting them.
Only for a panel. Then he comes back. And he's like, what happened? Our superpowers malfunction when we least expect it. Can you solve this mystery, Superboy? Because when I have a mystery, I call this idiot.
Solve this for us, oh smart one.
And then Superboy's like, oh no. He says, uh-oh, here comes more trouble.
As he says, oh-oh.
Uh-oh, which might be like old-timey, oh-oh. Like ye old.
Oh-oh-oh. How do you say that? Oh-oh.
Oh-oh.
Oh-oh-oh.
No! No!
Not like that one?
Oh. No!
I just wanted to say everything in weird, inappropriate tones of voice.
Oh, God.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh, oh.
Sorry, this is just, for some reason, started riddled with word, like, noises we can't mimic.
This is quickly collapsing. So
he's like, oh, oh, here comes more trouble.
In the gayest manner possible. So, the cops show up, the po-po.
It's the po-po.
And they're like, attention superheroes, this is the Worldwide Police, the WWP. Unless you regain mastery of your superpowers, within 1 hour you'll be exiled from Earth. That's a weird...
Well, no, it's like, then he says, though you've always aided the law, aided the law, that's right. Though you've always aided the law, we can't allow you to remain here if your uncontrolled powers menace the lives of millions of people.
But why an hour? They could kill everyone in an hour.
They're giving him, like, you know, we'll give you some time.
I wouldn't.
Probably threatening to us.
You figure that shit out on some planetoid where there's nobody.
Saved them millions of times.
Fuck them.
By millions, I mean dozens. By dozens, I mean, like, once, maybe.
You mean a cat in a tree?
Yes.
That they immediately shoved off of a cliff.
Exactly.
Okay, so the cops are equally as bad as the Legion at their missions.
Indeed.
Because they just leave. I mean, I would say, okay, I'll give you an hour, and then I'll hang out here. Make sure
they don't want to get hit by that shit. I've always made of lightning.
Cowardly.
Other one's like the sun. What are you kidding?
Okay, nerd note here. The space police become a really important part of Legion shit. And,
we're guessing. I mean, I guess that's who
they do.
Gonna be.
Yeah, so this might be the precursor to the space... I'm sorry.
Science police.
Science police. What the hell am I saying?
The space police. That's space ridiculous.
Space police. Whatever they say. Cosmic Point on another other page said space missions. Not just missions, space missions. Okay, so whatever. The science police become, like, kind of, sometimes pains in the asses.
They're the man.
They're the man. Sometimes they're not the man. They help them out and stuff. But
usually not.
But they're like a Legion thing, the science police. And currently in Action Comics, we're seeing like the fledgling version of the science police get created and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. It's all coming full circle. It's a circle.
Blows
of life.
My mind.
Yeah.
But to violently backtrack from anything of any importance, these guys have the most awesome ship.
Oh, yeah.
In the panel.
Oh,
they, like,
snap.
Land in some weird spacecraft that looks like they took Wonder Woman's jet.
Just the front of it.
And half covered in paint, is what I was going to say. Like, they're in, like, it's super dumb looking. I'm sorry. It's like, I don't know what I'm seeing.
It's only a two-seater, which is incredibly important to me because.
Where are they putting the criminals?
That, too.
Oh.
But I'm also.
Well, I can't see what's in
the
back.
They don't seem to have much room there.
They have their feet on a little sand.
They seem really squished together, like tightly sideways.
Well,
they
maybe it's really wide and we're just seeing it from an angle. It looks pretty wide from this back view.
The back view that in no way, shape, or form matches the previous picture. Okay, so.
But it's just weird. It's like a weird. It looks like a jet, but the front is completely see-through for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like the entire front, like where they're sitting.
Yeah,
and
we can see them, their little chairs and seats.
Yeah, I see like the underside of them if I were beneath them.
Amazing. So.
It's on porn.
They're
I
like.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So then they're like, okay, we're going to come back in an hour, get your shit together. And Sunboy's like, is there anything you can do to help us, Superboy? You know, they keep asking, help us, Superboy, help us, Superboy. And he's like, perhaps I'll start examining your bodies with my x-ray vision. So he looks underneath all their clothes.
I think that panel's cute because everyone's standing there, like,
in a row.
Cutely.
Yeah.
They're like, look at me. Yeah. Like, I don't know. You can't see my hands on my hips. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
They're all, like kind of, like, standing cutely
now
in
you're
a row.
Doing it. No
yeah,
one can see it.
Shut up. And for Superboy to look at them in an easy fashion. And he says, he's trying to look and see if they have, like, an infection, which doesn't make any sense. Whatever. And luckily,
uses X-ray vision to see if you're suffering from some strange infection, which has affected control of your superpowers. Your bodies appear normal.
So, Superboy, X-rays don't tell you if there's an infection. But thankfully, nobody mentions that. Anyway, they get interrupted from anyone mentioning this to Superboy. Because somebody's like, "You're wasting your time, Superboy. I did this to them off-panel." And this guy shows up, and Superboy's like, "A masked flying man."
So this is the greatest panel to me, because yes. It looks like he's holding a glass of milk, and he has a milk mustache.
Oh, snap! You're so right!
So we're seeing the, like, masked man from the first page, like, flying in, and he's, you know, he's, like, landing, so it's, like, feet first.
His legs are doing something awesome, by the way.
Yeah. His legs are very pretty.
Yes,
actually.
Pretty legs.
Yeah, so he's landing, and he's holding something, and it's, like, he's not that big in the panel, so what he's holding is very small, so it just kind of looks like a white square.
Yes.
And, like, a little bit, I'm not sure if they did it on purpose or not, I'm assuming not, it looks like I'm missing a tiny piece of color on his lip. And it looks like he's drinking milk. It looks like he's holding a glass of milk and he has a milk mustache. And when I first started this page, I was like, what? Because I looked at that panel.
It looks like he's saying, drink your milk. Because he's also pointing at it.
Yeah.
Drink this. And he's saying, I am Earthlow. With this power nullifying gadget, I can turn the superhero's powers on and off at will. Ha ha. And Super Saturn Girl is like, you fiend. And then Superboy immediately tries to see underneath his mask. And he's like, it's lead. He can't.
You know what? I think he's wearing a skirt. You know, we're having a problem with his, like,
oh, you think his torso? You think his torso ends up there?
I think it's a skirt, man. Look at, like, there. It totally looks like it's not going between his legs. It looks like
I don't think so. Those are really long legs, then.
Look how beautiful his legs are here. Maybe he just has long, luxurious legs.
I don't trust that at all.
I'm voting skirt.
Skirt?
Skirt on the middle, man. Anyway.
Anyways. So, Sunboy is super pissed. He's like, Earthlow. He's got super pissed face. The name is unfamiliar. Why are you doing this to us? And why are you wearing that metal mask? Who are you? And he just replies with, that's my secret, ha ha!
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, well, again, I have to point out, you reach up, you grab the mask, and you push it off.
Yeah.
Done.
Superboy is, like, right next to him. Like, if he stuck out his arm, he'd hug him. Like,
done.
He's super right there on him.
Wow.
But he doesn't just rip off his mask and call it a day.
Yeah, he does not. So Kazakh Boy is like, maybe he's lying about being able to control our powers. He's like, and then he's trying, but then his magnetic powers aren't working on him. And Sunboy's like, my super radiance, I can't turn it on. And none of the other ones can use their shit either.
They look so distressed.
Like, and then the metal guy's like, I've turned off all your superpowers. And Superboy's like, you can't affect me, I'm only vulnerable to kryptonite. Give me that gadget. And then the guy's like, so only kryptonite can harm you, eh? Enjoy my green kryptonite vision. And he's like, oh, the pain.
And the time it took him to say only kryptonite can harm me, he could have taken the device.
He could have pushed off his mask.
He could have pushed off the mask and taken the device and flown him around the world.
Yes.
He can fly through time. Through time!
Maybe he has to get, like, a running start.
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so either. So, the Legionnaires grab Superboy and just fly him away to, like, get him away from the kryptonite crap, and you might be wondering why they aren't falling. Oh, but you know what's really cute is that Kaz is holding his leg as if he's like a delicate lady.
I didn't see that. That's cute.
That's adorable.
Is he holding one and Lightning Lad's holding the other?
Oh god, I hope so. Awesome. They're all holding like a limb. It's cute. They're flying away, and you might be wondering, why doesn't that guy just follow him and beat the crap out of them? He says, I'm allowing you to fly off, though I could easily turn off the flight power of your flying belts. Okay. Fly away, Legionnaires, flee and try desperately to think of some way to combat mighty Earthlow effectively. Suffer like trapped rats, because in 15 minutes I'll hunt you down and destroy you. So the cops want them to wait an hour, and this guy wants them to wait 15 minutes.
Everyone's got a timetable for them.
Okay. So, don't worry, Saturn Girl has a plan. She's like, I've got a plan, follow me, everybody. Even though it seems like Cosmic Boy was the leader because Cosmic Boy called the meeting. Seems like Santa Girl's
she's a bosser.
Total bosser. So she says, points at some spot in, I don't know, a desert or someplace.
There's like a ring of like rocks.
Yeah, what are those?
Or it's like, actually it's like a triangle of rocks.
Huh. Okay. Maybe that's like the spot that marks it?
That's what I was assuming, but like that seems like really obvious. I mean, it might be in the middle. Yeah. I'm hoping it's like the middle of like Death Valley, so yes. Like nobody happens upon it. Because it super looks like a marker for a spot of some sort.
Yeah.
Like treasure is hidden here.
And she says, okay, dig in that spot and dig up a chest. Superboy's like, in a jiffy! And then he goes and does it. And he brings back a little chest, and he says, it's a Phantom Zone projector. What?
Tunneling!
Ha! Twice. And Santa Girl's like, because it's the most dangerous weapon, we concealed it here. Use it, Superboy, to bring your friend Mon-El out of the Phantom Zone. And he's like, I wouldn't dare. I originally projected him into the Phantom Zone because he was dying from too much exposure to radiations from the substance lead.
By the way, again, didn't say I poisoned him.
Again, yes. Just glaze over
he's
that.
He's retold that story in his own mind.
So he's like, no, I can't do that because he's got that lead poisony thing. And Santa Girl's like, please trust me and do as I say, instantly. I wonder if she mind-bossed him just
I know,
like,
I wonder. Do it.
Do it.
Nervously, Superboy looks through the projector's
viewer. Superboy does it, and then, again, repeats that he's freaked out because he's got lead poisony thing. And then Mon-El comes out, and he's like, oh, he's in a lot of pain, and he's super sad. And then Superboy says something awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He says, look, he's materialized, but he appears weak and suffering. You fool! Why did you make me do this to him? He'll die from his original condition of lead poisoning. Which he gave him. I like how
he's so mad at her, but it's his fault.
Yeah, he's just blaming her. And then Garth is like, and Lightning Lad is like, Saturn Girl knows what she's doing, Superboy. God.
Listen to the lady god.
God. So he knows that Saturn Girl is the smartest of them. So then Ursula shows up, and he's like, ha, your desperate scheme to defeat me won't work. Mon-El may have super blah, 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 blah. But again, he is allergic to lead. Like, everyone is repeating the lead thing.
So in case you don't know
like,
yet.
Like, it's literally been, like, five panels in a row.
And his, like, flashback of putting him in there in the beginning.
Yeah! And Superboy's like, oh, forgive me, Mon-El, I've doomed you. And then Sun Girl's like, here, drink this, Mon-El. And then Mon-El drinks it. And
he's doing Superman stance. Then his hands on his hands.
He's fine. We're both doing it right now. But
you can't see us.
But
it's amazing.
We look awesome all the time. So he seems fine now. And then Santa Girl's like, "Go beat the hell out of him." And then
he's like, "Please protect us from our mysterious foe."
And then the metal dude's like, oh, "You can't harm me, lead. You've got the lead thing.
Lead. I'm covered in lead.
Lead. You don't like the lead. You can't handle the lead." And he's like, so you're made of lead, eh?
By the way, lead will hurt him normally,
by the way. By the way, he's usually hurt by lead, and this guy is made of lead. So he's like,
that doesn't bother me now.
And he goes for him, and he punches him right in the boob. And he's like, Mon-El is smashing apart Ursula apart with one mighty blow. And they're like, gas, and then he hits his chest, and you see that there's like robot-y bits. That he's a robot. See, we've been able to see, like, a pale bit of skin underneath there.
In his hands.
So, you know, you'd think it's a dude, a regular skin dude mm-hmm. with a mask.
Regular skin dude. Skin dude. Those non-skin dudes.
Yes. Then Superboy still can't figure it out. Listen, he just saw Saturn Girl give Mon-El something to drink. Mon-El's fine. And he's like, but why is Mon-El no longer harmed by lead?
It's cute because Saturn Girl's like squatting in the background right there because she just picked up the bottle.
Oh, cute!
You didn't see her? She's like little. Oh, it's really
she's
cute.
Picking it
it's
up.
Like, Mon-El junked the little thing and then probably like tossed it. But she's like picking it up.
Because he littered.
Yeah, he littered. She's like, litter bag.
The hell, Mon-El.
But it looks really cute in that panel because it's just like everyone's standing and watching this fight and she's like squatting and looking really happy and holding a little bottle.
She's like, the answer lies in this bottle, which I intended to give you as a surprise gift. Knowing how anxious you are to release Mon-El from the Phantom Zone and cure him of his ailment, I invented Serum XY4, an antidote for poisoning by lead radiations. This will make no sense to you. You might be thinking, maybe Sand Girl's got a science degree. Maybe maybe it's not a big problem in the future. Maybe she can. It's like making a silly putty or something.
Or
it's
maybe
like,
it's like making muffins.
Yeah, you can just do it. I made this for you. No. With my super thought casting power, I was in telepathic contact with Mon-El while he was in the Phantom Zone. Mentally, I diagnosed the harm done to his body and figured out what chemical elements would counteract his lead poisoning.
I don't know why in these comics everyone can do extreme science. There's no reason.
But her explanation for why able to do it, I would even buy it. She's a scientist. science girl. Awesome. Cute. No, that's not what she used her power somehow to science.
She thought really hard. She has awesome thought.
What?
Power.
Okay, so Superboy's reaction to the nonsense is wonderful. Thanks to Serum XY4, Mon-El can remain out of the Phantom Zone forever. And it's like, oh, unfortunately, I wish I could say that is true, but it isn't.
She looks so sad there, by the way.
Yeah, she's super sad. Like, and she looks super pretty in the close-up panel. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's from a ladies' comic or something. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's talking to Kenneth, who's
her dreamy boyfriend.
Yeah, and they're talking over wine. Mm-hmm. And she's like, unfortunately, Serum XY4's beneficial effects are only temporary, lasting just a few minutes, but at least it will enable you to release Mon-El into our world to help you when there are certain emergencies. And
I gotta read this part.
Okay, yeah, okay, you do this. This is amazing.
So first, there's a little narrative panel that says, manfully, Superboy swallows his disappointment. Manfully.
Manfully.
I'm going to start using that. I'm going to do things manfully.
Yeah, I'm typing this thing and editing this podcast manfully.
When I watch, really dramatic commercials and I cry, I'm crying manfully.
Manfully.
But, so you see Superboy and he's got his hand on Mon-El's... No, sorry, I thought he had his arm around him. But
that is the most uncomfortable look.
Oh, Mon-El looks terrified, right?
He looks like his shoulders are, curled up.
Right. So Superboy and Mon-El are standing next to each other. And Superboy's going, well, it's a start anyway. At last, there's a strong reason to believe that someday, when I grow up to be Superman, I can find an antidote which will cure Mon-El permanently. Now, stop and think about this comment for a minute. He is in the 31st century right now with Mon-El, who they have just taken out of the Phantom Zone.
Yes.
Not yet cured.
Yes.
Superman is dead in the 31st century.
Or something. We don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. He is not around. Let us say that.
We don't know.
And Mon-El was still in the Phantom Zone. So this boy just said, now I have hope that someday when I'm an adult, I'll cure Mon-El. But you obviously didn't. You obviously didn't.
And Mon-El's like, now I have ... hope. Maybe he realizes, maybe that's why he looks really uncomfortable in that panel.
Oh, I'm not going to explain this to Clark. It's kind of depressing.
Oh, Clark.
And Tanner Girl doesn't say anything.
Yeah, she doesn't say anything in response to that. They, go over to the robot, and the robot's like, I have failed in my mission, blast it. That's cute that the robot's cursing. I wish he'd be like, fucking shit, I failed my mission. That's cute. And Superboy's like, now to remove the lead mask and get a look at your hidden features. He just wants to see what's underneath that. What if there was nothing? What if it was meat, disgusting, spawn face, you know?
Yeah.
Like horrible acid, horrible.
What if it was just not someone he knew?
Yeah, I don't know. What if it was just a big smiley face?
What if it was another mask?
Yeah, and then another. What does it matter what's underneath the mask? He's a robot. Anything that's underneath there is not what's underneath there. He is technically wearing another mask.
He's wearing a fake skin mask.
And then, so underneath the mask, gask under the mask is the face of adult Lex Luthor. I should have guessed. The name Earthlow is the name Luthor with the letters scrambled. Yes, you should have guessed that, you bastard. And so the robot is making the most freaked out, angry face at him. He's like, in a few minutes, my broken mechanism will stop functioning. Soon, Earthlow will be no more. Because you recognize the image in which I was created, you may as well know the rest. Okay? Back in Smallville, after he was released from prison, my master Lex Luthor created me in his laboratory.
He created him with just a screwdriver. And a hammer and some pliers.
That one's a paintbrush. Right? That's a paintbrush in the back.
Maybe a chisel. Those look like chiseling tools.
Those are not robot-making tools. Let's put it that way.
You're seeing, a flashback with, the robot standing there and Lex holding, tools. It's tools I might repair, a cabinet with.
Yeah, yeah.
Not create a robot.
Oh, Lex is there. And so, he says, this is his plan, okay? Since the Legion of Superheroes of the Distant Future is so dear to the heart of my enemy, Superboy. Okay. I'll transport you into the future with this time ray projector, your mission to change the Legion members from superheroes into super menaces, so they'll be forced to leave Earth. The superpowers nullifying device will make it all possible. Okay, get this. Guys, he made a robot that can turn off people's superpowers, and then he gave it kryptonite vision, but instead of putting it to go after Superboy or Superman, he sent it to go get Superboy's friends.
And not even to kill them, just to make them annoying.
Just to make them into super menaces so that they have to get off of Earth. They're aliens! They don't have to be on Earth in the first place. They just like it there.
Yeah, they're like Superman who, like, stranded on Earth for a while.
Yeah, yeah. They have ships! They have spaceships!
And homes and abilities to go visit their moms on their planet.
They would just make another bait. Like, a different... Oh, my God. So...
Also, I like that he has a time device, and his biggest scheme is this. Go to the future and steal some better technology! Anything but this really would be a better plan.
I wish you could hear the sound of me shaking my head.
She's shaking it with great sadness.
Oh, God. Okay.
But also, we must point out, this is the point where we went, why did he make the robot look like himself?
But older.
Older himself.
Older, dirty-looking.
Himself.
He's got a lot of hatch lines. I'm not sure if they're supposed to be the wrinkles or, like, or
yeah,
what.
He just looks especially dirty
looks
for some
really
reason.
Looks really fucked up and weird. In the future, I will be wrinkly and gross. Yeah, he didn't make himself hot for the future.
So think about this. This robot looks like him, but also has a lid mask on, so you can't see that he looks like him.
It's also a robot. It's not Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were both going, well, why did he...
But then he explains it.
Then he explains that my master constructed me of lead and had me don a lead mask so that you... So that if I encountered you, Superboy, you wouldn't guess my secret identity. He made me look like himself as an adult, so I would be Luther who triumphed. No, that logic makes no sense. But Superboy's face in this panel is the cutest Superboy
like,
face.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
I know, they all look pretty cute. They look really little, and like they're listening to this dying robot. Really,
I kind of wonder how are their bodies positioned?
Yeah, they're all like leaning into the panel.
I kind of want
really low to the ground.
I kind of want to like extrapolate what the rest of this panel.
Do it. You should do it.
Yeah. What are they
doing?
They're
completely like weirdly like.
We're gonna have a couple different diagrams.
They're also like lying down, but like half up, like
yes.
Dolphin.
Yes,
like,
dolphin.
Yeah,
it's a yoga pose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my clothing is made of a special material that is immune to the superhero's powers. I don't even care. I'm too tired. And then at the end, he's like, "My master will yet crush every last one of you." The sound of a robot dying.
So once again, they killed another robot.
Yeah, but it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to get so much better. So they open... Why did they open up this robot?
I don't know. There's no reason.
I can just see Superboy going, I wonder what's inside.
I want to see more robot pieces.
Yeah, that's gross, Superman. He's not. He doesn't know what he's doing. That could explode on him.
He was looking for his wallet.
He's just going to like, I'm a scientist, and he's banging on it with a paintbrush.
And a chisel.
Oh, God. So he's like, the robot with the adult Luther face has died, in quotey marks. Great Scott. Look at these hate tapes inside his chest compartment under the automaton. No wonder the automaton loathed us. Okay, this is... Okay, one, they're not in his chest. They're in his
stomach. They're like abdomen.
Yeah, they're in
the
abs.
Lower tummy area.
Yeah. And Superboy, okay, we've already seen how much he knows about anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he was x-raying them earlier.
Defined
infection. Doc, just call me Dr. Superboy. Super Doctor. MD. Oh, Jesus. But
so these tapes are just large circles in the robot's chest that have really large words on them. One says, hate Superboy. Another says, hate Legion of Superheroes. And the third one, my favorite one, just says, hate, hate, hate.
Oh my God. I can't breathe.
A little bit too, because the text has been squished over again.
Yes!
So you can read it really clearly, like the little text on the weird white circles is like shoved up weirdly. So you can read it really clearly. They needed to make sure you could see that there are three hates involved. It is not just hate or hate hate. It is hate, hate, hate.
Oh, no. I just love, like, their ideas for how things would be programmed in the future. That's cute. So then we see what that cop looks like. He's wearing a totally different hat, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's got a totally different hat at the beginning. He's got, like, a hat with, like, a lightning.
Yeah, a weird blazy sun on it or
and
something.
The next... maybe it's a different cop. That's possible. But I doubt it. So, the cop is there, and he has the best pants and the best shoes.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing, like... almost like pilot pants with the like old timey with the puffy thigh area, and then it looks like he might have strap on sandals like Roman style, or Greek, whatever the hell it is. The laces all the way.
It looks like they're made of wicker,
or wicker.
I would say wicker.
Maybe he's got bird legs down there. That's another good guess.
That's horrifying. By the way, the science police are also
have birds, but
bird
only their feet. Makes no sense.
Oh, God. So, then this cop is like, now that you've conquered the foe, try to make super menaces out of you, there's no need for you to go into exile. Okay, good.
So, I'm going to inform them in case they still thought they had to get off the planet.
I already did the paperwork, so you guys kind of have to go.
You gotta go.
Look how cute Garth and Mon-El's
face.
Yeah,
they're, like, so happy looking.
Everybody's smiling, except for Saturn Girl.
She's like, and she's staring off into the distance. Yeah.
And then Sunboy's like, because you saved us, Mon-El, we hereby vote you our club's newest member. Not all the Legionnaires are there. How are they doing this?
The four of them. More votes than all, like, 12 of them combined.
All the Legionnaires are going to come back, and they're going to be like, you let this lead allergic dude.
This dying in the real world, dude.
Into the club?
But there's questions about Supergirl and Superboy.
Oh, no. Oh. Okay. And also, we admire you so greatly that you will not have to pass our usual super initiation test. They're not going to torture this guy that's been stuck in the fucking Phantom Zone.
They're going to torture the dying boy. That's very big of them. I think it's very nice of them.
I like that they have limits.
Isn't there some sort of limit on who they'll make fun of?
So, okay, Mon-El's in the club, but then in the next panel, as the antidote wears off, oh no, Mon-El looks weak and suffering again. The serum's temporary effects wore off, so I'll send him back into the safety of the Phantom Zone. Goodbye, Mon-El. Someday I will create a serum which will cure you permanently, I promise.
And it's like, no, you won't!
You won't at all!
I think we've proven by being 1,000 years into the future that you won't. You super well.
You super suck. And then he's like, farewell, fellow Legionnaires. I must return to my own time era now. Through the time barrier. Now we know.
You just in case you forgot how he gets there.
Then they're like, Salon Super War, see you again soon, I hope. Weird. And Cosmic Boy's like, if not for Superboy and Mon-El, the Legion would have been destroyed by that hate-maddened robot. And then Sunboy says, long live the Legion of Superheroes. And long live the Legion of Superheroes is going to be their sort of catchphrase in years to come. Forever. Even in the recent Legion of Three Worlds, they said it, and it's super cute.
Oh.
I love that shit. You guys should all be reading Legion of Three Worlds, even though you won't understand it at all, especially if you're listening to us explain the Legion.
Yeah, like, this has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, but you should read it because it's awesome.
You should just read it because Brainiac 5 argues with himself.
Yeah, there's three quirls.
That's all I care about. Yeah. I pretend like, I want to read that. I'm like, whatever, look, Brainiac 5 times 3.
Yes. So if you like any Legionnaire, they're in there times 3.
Yes.
So you're happy.
Unless they're dead.
Yes. So... that was an awesome issue, Kristen.
I agree. I don't want to read the next issue ever.
Because it has Bouncing Boy in it?
Yeah.
So the next issue will have Bouncing
Is
Boy.
Is that really the next issue? Because I keep getting misled by this archive.
I don't know. Offhand.
We'll see. It's maybe Bouncing Boy, maybe, hopefully, something else.
That would be cool. If you want to explain Lex Luthor business to us, that would be cool.
Yeah, explain how old this man is. Is he ageless?
Did someone explain this to us already and I'm crazy?
If they did, I wasn't listening. Okay. So I don't
explain
remember.
Again. We're sorry. So if you want to help us out, you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com. Or post on the blog where this thing is hosted at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com. Or You can... No, those are the only two ways you can contact
us. Or iTunes review.
You can give us an iTunes review or you give us a super long explanation.
But that'd be weird. That'd be a weird place to do it.
You should probably just review things there. We're not sure how iTunes feels about long, drawn-out
explanations
about Lex Luthor's hair and why he's maybe an old man that hates on a tiny boy.
Yeah. Thanks for all the comments and emails, as usual.
Those are great.
Awesome, nice ones that make us tear up with super love.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bye.